Kobe Coombson co-founded Moonlight Cafe Ghana to reach out to young underground artists and discover the talent in them. Coombson and his partner, Sydney Sam, believe that creativity must replace financial gains as the main driver of entertainment.
Our primary focus is to change the face of entertainment in Ghana and Africa in the medium term, because entertainment industry here is becoming more of a financial thing than for the sake of the art. People go into it because they have the talent and they can make money. It doesn't come with the desire to do better than what is already there. There is less creativity and all that stuff. So we are trying to bring back the feeling of creativity and entertainment.
It began 3 years ago when, as college freshmen, Coombson and Sam turned their love of music and poetry into a public show on their university campus. And with a shoestring budget pulled out of their own pockets, Moonlight Cafe was born.
I have been a lover of music for a long time. I used to sing a little when I was in high school, and I used to dabble in poetry too. And my co-founder, who used to be my roommate, he also did a little bit of poetry. So one day I was in the room and I was telling him about how if I had startup capital, I wanted to do a show like this soon. And he has some money, so that was simply how it started.
The idea of having a student-run platform for showcasing talent was quick to garner popularity on campus. Coombson and his partner registered the show with the student club, and in no time, Moonlight Cafe was up and running.
Because we do it on campus, it is much easier because a Moonlight Cafe is registered as a student club on each of these campuses. So we do it for the students as a student club, so we don't need to go outside campus for permission. Every permission we need to get this from the school authorities, and then we are good to go.
Coombson and Sam had ambitions beyond their college campus, and Moonlight Cafe was quick to reproduce shows on two other campuses across Ghana. Through social media and public radio, teams of organizers reach out to distant audiences and potential performers.
We have teams on every campus we operate on. So fundamentally, the teams on campuses go around, do the publicity for artists to sign up. So usually we have auditions. That's what we do. But for those who are not on campus, those who are not in school, it's usually social media that gets them. From time to time, we get to radio stations to come on board our show and support us. So they help us to go on air and talk about getting new artists and all that. So that's how we get the word out there. And we get people to come in and audition. And as long as the art is good and the talent is there, we work with you and do the best we can for you.
Their goal is to give beginner artists a platform to grow their talents. Moonlight Cafe continues to attract young performers from around the country.
Upcoming artists, talented people who don't have the exposure, we created the brand for them to give them a platform to showcase themselves. What we did in the first 3 years of the show was to put on star act performers who are already known, popular, famous artists, to get people to come to the shows and enjoy what the upcoming acts have to be. But this year, we've realized that the show itself has gotten to a point where it gets people to come either way. So we are dropping the whole concept of using star act and focusing all our abilities on the upcoming act so that we can build and develop their talent much better.
Coombson and Sam aspire to, in their own words, change the face of entertainment in their country and beyond. And that's it for this week's episode of Africa's Rising Stars. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.